Among the most awaited state elections is the one in West Bengal next year. This is going to be a stormy affair. The BJP has set its eyes in the state, and from what the Lok Sabha results in the state were in 2019, it seems that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee does have a reason to worry. However, the BJP must play it fair in the West Bengal elections and go with a CM face, a chief ministerial candidate. Well, the party has made it a habit to fight state elections centered entirely around Modi, at least in states where it is trying to establish its presence, which are newer territories. So whether it was Tripura, where the BJP managed to oust the left rule, or whether it was Uttar Pradesh, where it stormed to power, the BJP fought the election entirely in Modi's name. And then what ended up happening? Well, the voter was expecting the kind of vikas, the kind of sushasan that Modi claims to give, that Modi promises, but was handed over duds, at least in terms of administrative and governance experiences, like Yogi Adityanath, like Biplab Dev. That story should not be repeated in West Bengal. It should be a fair election. The voters in West Bengal should know who they are going to vote for, who the chief minister will be, and Mamata Banerjee should have the fair chance to fight her CM opponent and not the prime minister. Let's talk a little bit about this BJP's electoral strategy, this politics of deception that they have been following as far as state elections are concerned. Rewind a little bit, go back to the 2017 UP elections. I traveled extensively across the state, and what I found was that every voter who wanted to vote for the BJP was voting in Modi's name. In fact, so many of the voters did not even know who the immediate candidate was. This story was repeated in Tripura. The elections were entirely around Modi. The face of the election was Modi. And in both the states, the BJP came to power with an overwhelming majority, leaving their rivals far, far behind. Yogi Adityanath was a surprising choice, was an unexpected choice, as was Biplab Dev. Now, what if the election had been Yogi Adityanath versus Akhilesh Yadav, or Biplab Dev versus Manik Sarkar instead of Modi versus the incumbent chief ministers? Would the results have been any different? It's difficult to say that because the BJP puts in a lot else in the election besides just Modi. But yes, it is hugely possible that the results would have looked a little different. The BJP would not have got the kind of numbers it did manage to get in these states. In that sense, was it fair to voters that they were handed over these inexperienced political leaders instead of the kind of governance that Modi promises? Assam actually was slightly different because the BJP did announce its chief ministerial candidate in Sarbanand Sonowal before the elections itself. However, there is little denying that again the election was centered entirely around Modi, and Sarbanand Sonowal has turned out to be every bit the greenhorn as far as administration is concerned. In fact, BJP is managing to avoid embarrassments in Assam only because it has a Himanta Biswa Sarma, who is a known politician, administrator, who has a grip over governance affairs. This is not the kind of strategy that BJP, of course, follows in all states. In states where it has established regional leaders, established state leaders like Vasundhara Raje in Rajasthan, Shivraj Singh Chauhan in Madhya Pradesh, or Raman Singh in Chhattisgarh, Modi takes the back seat. The CM face is clear, is the main face of the campaign. And we all saw what happened in those elections. The incumbent CMs were rejected by voters, and the Congress was voted to power. So in that sense, can the West Bengal election be any different? Should Mamata Banerjee have to fight Modi, or can there be a BJP CM face, or should there be a BJP CM face? From what we are hearing from sources, it's not as if the BJP is not trying to find a CM face. There has been talk of former cricket captain, Indian cricket captain Sourav Ganguly being roped in. The BJP perhaps wants to make it a Dada versus Didi battle, but things at this end look extremely fuzzy. What ends up happening in these states where the BJP has, you know, established a presence recently, where it is a new force, is that it has such poor bench strength, it has such a hollow human resource department, that Modi ends up becoming a mukhota, a mask for that, and a bait to attract voters, when at the end they are handed over something else. Now, the dilemma in West Bengal is going to be the same that the BJP had in Delhi in the recent assembly elections. The BJP suffered a very embarrassing defeat in 2015 in Delhi when it put up Kiran Bedi as a rival to Arvind Kejriwal. We all know what happened. That election was fought as Kiran Bedi as the main force, and the BJP really received a drubbing. So the dilemma for the BJP in some of these states is where it does not have an established state leader is whether to experiment with a new name, which can go either way, and which an experienced politician or even a popular politician like Arvind Kejriwal can manage to counter, or should it go with the tried and tested Modi card, which it has been doing. Now, let me explain that, and let me also clarify that it's not as if national parties and or no other national parties use their national leaders extensively in elections. Of course they do. The Congress has always used the Gandhis, you know, but what happens there is that the leaders are used, their faces are plastered across hoardings, in posters, they give campaign speeches. This is what Amit Shah also does for the BJP. What Modi, however, does is very, very different. The election becomes entirely about him, is centered entirely around him. In fact, what he has done is to create a new normal where the Prime Minister becomes the face of even a municipal election. I'm talking about the MCD elections where the Prime Minister campaigned right from the front. And this new normal then creates this illusion in front of voters that they are voting for the PM, that they are voting for Narendra Modi, when in reality they really don't know who they are voting for and who they will end up getting. Well, they say a known devil is better than an unknown angel, but a battle is always more fair if it's between two known devils, or let's say two known angels, and that is exactly what the BJP should do in West Bengal: provide a level playing field to Mamata Banerjee and ensure the voter knows who he or she is voting for. For more, log on to our website, theprint.in, to read my column, Politrix.